SBS Radio. Najprej dober dan želim vsem poslušalcem radija SBS širom Avstralije po svetu. Po nekaj časa se ponovno oglašam, da vam prinašam nekaj utrinkov dogodkov pri nas v Sidneju. Preteklo nedeljo 15. julija smo se pri verskem in kulturnem središču svetega Rafaela v Marylandcu spomnili našega pokojnega pater Valjana Jenka ob 30. dnevu pri družinski sveti maši. Maša, ki je bila večinoma v angleščini, je seveda vodil pater Darko Žnidaršič, v sodelovanju zborov z Južne zvezde in cerkvenega mešenega pevskega zbora. Cerkev je bila polna, prisotni so bili prva, druga in tretja generacija, kot se spodobi za takšen dan. Kot se sliši na pričetku tega prispevka, pred mašo je takole igral Damjan Nemeš v spomin patru Valjanu. Po sveti maši pa je bila posebna spominska slovesnost s filmom V dvorani. Film je pripravil Florian Auser. Povezovalec programa pa je bil Mark Stariha. Med programom poleg Marka pa so spregovorili tudi Irena Stariha in Miriam Stariha o svojih spominih na patra Valjana. Sodelovala sta tudi znana glasbenika v Sidneju Martin Konda in Rudi Črnčec z Avsenikovo pesmijo Kadar bom vandral, ki jo boste slišali na koncu tega prispevka. Nato je bilo družinsko kosilo, v katerem je polna dvorana obiskovalcev lahko se po mnogih letih srečala med seboj, posebno druga in tretja generacija, ki morda večkrat nimajo to priložnost. Vsem, ki ste pomagali pri organizaciji tega posebnega in uspešnega dogodka, se zahvaljujemo in ostali, ki ste se udeležili in bili del tega, ste pokazali, da Slovenci v Sidneju še vemo, kako stopiti skupaj in se združiti. Ležal je, da se to ne zgodi večkrat.
They had found out via Father Valerian's nephew in Slovenia. So the news sped very quickly over to this side of the world. And one of the things that they said when they called was, I hope that we get a chance to do a proper farewell for Father Valerian. And most of that sentiment comes from the fact that he went to Slovenia on a holiday, and all of us thought he was going to return. So none of us got to farewell him. Now, I know that the first generation would have really wanted to farewell him, but our generation also really wanted to farewell him. So we thought that it's fitting that we get together and we'll organise a farewell and a celebration of Father Valerian's life, and that's what today is about. So I want everybody here to think positive thoughts about how this got organised and why we're having it today. This isn't about, where somebody sits, who you're sitting with. Everybody here is part of the community, and that's how we should be thinking about today. Now, moving on from that, I want to thank a couple of people that have made a long-distance travel to get here. Ambassador Helena Drnoshek-Zorko, who came all the way from Canberra this weekend. And Helena came down not only today for Father Valerian's wake, she also came down yesterday for Dusan Leibitz's funeral. And most of you would know that Dusan and Father Valerian were very good friends. And I would like to pay tribute now to Dusan, who did so much work for our community and also for this church and worked so well with Father Valerian. He was a great Slovenian in business, in community, in other ways, as Father Valerian was a great Slovenian for our whole community and was the soul of our community. I would also like to thank one of my favourite people, who I remember very well, Sister Miriam, which I can't call her Sister Miriam, for coming down from Brisbane for today. not a sister anymore, but I can't help myself. I still call her Sister Miriam. And I looked at her today and I thought, oh, she's aged a little bit, but she's still Sister Miriam. My fondest memory of Sister Miriam was actually when she gave me a smack because I was being really naughty. But I'd also like to thank, and I'm only going to thank the people who travelled a distance to get here, but I know they've travelled a distance to get here. Also, Maria and Emil Grossman who came down from Newcastle. Right, it was really nice of them to come down for today. And there were apologies from Ivan Rudolph and his wife, Ivanka, because they couldn't come today, it just didn't fit in with plans that they had. So, what are our memories of Father Valerian? Well, I'm going to talk personally for myself, but I think my reflections are very much the reflections of a lot of us that are sitting in this room. For the first generation of Slovenians, when you came here to Australia, Father Valerian might have come a little bit after you, but for my generation, my first memories of the Slovenian community start with the church and with Father Valerian. We went to Auburn for Live Not Mass, we went to the church at Villawood. But my strongest memories start from that green building, that ugly church that was there at the start, the Presbyterian church that they bought. And then coming down here and then seeing the new church be built around the old church and still having Mass in the old church while the new church was getting built. And then within that church, Father Valerian, how he used to walk to the front of the stage and pace backwards and forwards as he was giving his sermon. I don't know how many of you remember, but this is how I remember it. Would rock backwards and forwards like this as he'd give his sermon. And it always stayed in his mind that he left the altar to come down when he would give a sermon to us. I remember when where the hall is now, was three buildings, three houses. And I remember Dad bringing us down, and I know so many of the rest of you were in the same position. You'd come down here, you'd help labour for a day, you'd cart a wheelbarrow or move bricks, or like I probably did was abscond somewhere so I couldn't be found so I didn't have to work. And he had this legacy in this church and in this hall. And for me, he is the soul of the community. We have clubs, which is great, but the soul of the community resides here in this place. A lot of us were younger, we went to camps, we went to the choirs, we formed part of the youth choirs that were here. We were altar boys, some of us altar girls. That's the next generation. In my generation, you couldn't have an altar girl. No, that was a big no. But our children's generation, yes, they could have some females that were altar girls. So I started to think about what does it mean to be a priest? Like, what does it mean to give up your life so that you're always doing things for other people? Like all of us here, we've got families that we look after, we might have businesses that we look after, we look after our own friends, our own family. But the priests here at church, they look after the community. So Father Valerian, and this really came to mind on Friday night. Father Dalcor, late on Friday night, we were here setting up the hall. A whole bunch of us, it's not just Irene and I, Henry and Miriam, the Cabals, the Bulchers, a whole bunch of us were here, Tanya as well. And we were here, and Father Dalcor gets a call. He's needed at a hospital because someone needs their last rites. No question about what he does. No question about the interruption to anything that he's doing. He gets in his car and goes willingly to the hospital. And I think, Father Valerian, for all of the years that he was here, how many times did he do that? How many times did he go to a hospital because someone was sick? Or did he show up at someone's house because he was needed? Or where he was a counsellor? And for all of these things, that's what today is about, to thank him for all of those things and to thank him for instilling also in Father Dalcor this attitude of being part of the community and wanting to help our community at all times, at all sacrifices to themselves. They are not first, it's always the community is first. Now, just on a personal note, just about how I felt about Father Valerian. Did you ever get the sense sometimes that someone was guiding you? You know, the times when you really just want to be naughty or silly or just do something stupid. And I often felt with Father Valerian like I had a gentle hand on my shoulder that was making me think twice about the stupid things I wanted to do. And would guide me to hopefully making the right choice. And I've never made all the right choices in my life, believe me. I've always done some quite stupid things and some things I'm not proud of. But I've always felt Father Valerian as a presence in my life and his hand on my shoulder, reminding me the kind of morals that he thought that we should follow. And the morals that he thought we should follow was do no harm to other people. Be good, be kind. And what's the one word that I could think of that really described Father Valerian? And that's a gentle man. He was absolutely gentle in everything that he did. And they're the only words from me after this. I'm now going to show you a video which came from Florian Elser. Fantastic video that he put together a number of years ago, but a really good tribute for today. Following that, we'll have a short tribute from Irene Sturiha and also from Miriam Sturiha and Martin Conder and Rudy Trinicic would also like to get up and play a song for Rudy. After that, we'll have lunch service. So please be patient, please be quiet, please give your attention to the stage. Thank you.
Dobrodošli everyone to the hall that Father Valerian built. It's very hard not to be emotional on a day like today, not just because we're celebrating the life of our beautiful father, but also for me, just to see the number of people that came, the faces from so many years ago and so many beautiful memories. Father would be so proud of everyone, and I really would like to start by thanking every single one of you for making an effort to pay your respects to our dear father today. I would like to share some of my memories of father, and we all know about the big things that father did, and we certainly were reminded of those in the film. But everybody's heard of the concept of do something small for someone else, and it will change their day. It might even change their life. Father Valerian was the master of doing countless small things that people would not even recognise as something he was sharing with them. And I'm going to share with you some of the memories that I have of the small acknowledgements of Father's care for me. And I'm going to take you back, a long way now, to my teenagehood. And that's a really long way away. And some of you will remember Irena Kuznick, and she was quite willful. Irena Kuznick knew what she wanted, and she was going to make sure she got it. And my father, Rudy Kuznick, was extremely proud of those characteristics, but my mother struggled. She was pulling her hair up, thinking, what can I do with this terrible teenager? And anybody that's had anything to do with teenagers knows that I was probably a bit normal. And if your teenagers aren't willful, then take them to the doctor because there's something wrong with them. But anyway, I had my own mind. And Mum would often threaten me with, I'm going to talk to Father Valerian about this. He'll know what to do. And off she would go. And I was supposed to be scared. But instead, I would roll my eyes, as only teenagers can do, and say, yeah, whatever. And every time she came home from those talks with Father Valerian, she would say, oh, Pater, he's too good. He said to me, give her the opportunity to make the right choices, trust in her. So that little thing of understanding that I was just a normal teenager and helping my mother understand that, to him, would have been nothing. He would not see that as a gift that he gave to my life. But he didn't just change that day. He enabled me to have a relationship with one another. That is a lifelong gift. And I think every parent, because I have had the pleasure of having teenagers, sometimes needs someone to guide them through that very difficult journey. And if they're not guided well, relationships can be broken. And Father gave me my relationship with my mother. And then I go a few years on from that, and I've grown up a little bit, but I'm still living in Akushnik. And I finished school, and I want to go to university. But back in the olden days, young people, you didn't just need to get a decent ATAR. You needed to have an interview, and you needed to have references from people of standing in the community. And my family didn't know too many people of standing in the community, as I'm sure many families in our situation didn't. So Father Valerian wrote references, not just for me, but pretty much everyone of my generation that's sitting in this hall would have come pleading for Father Valerian to write a reference, not just for university, for our first job, for our first home loan, for anything that really mattered in those days. You needed somebody else to validate you. Father Valerian would have spent endless hours typing up references for each and every one of his younger congregation, and he would never have thought that that was a big thing. But I am still reaping the benefits of my university study, of my first job, of the first home loan that I had. And I'm not suggesting that it was Father Valerian that made all of that happen, but he certainly did a little thing that changed my life. And there are many, many, many memories from there, but now I'll fast forward to this century. Late in February 2000, I found myself in hospital after suffering a severe brain hemorrhage. And one day, after sleeping, I opened my eyes to be greeted by Father Valerian sitting by my side. It wasn't the only time he did that. He did that many times and to many, many, many people. And I can't tell you the words that he said to me at that very difficult time. I can't tell you anything that he did for me at that particular time. But I can tell you the fear that he had in his eyes and the pain that he had in his eyes and the intense love that he had in his eyes. It was the same look that my mother gave me. He was looking at me like his daughter. That's a powerful look. And that inspires you to fight for life. And he wasn't the only one that got me through that time. But he was an extra parent. He gave me will. And then a little bit further on, when I was well, I was so fortunate to spend some time in Slovenia. And one of the times that I was there, Father Valerian was there on a holiday. And every time he went to his beloved Slovenia, he missed Australia terribly. And he would sometimes ring and say, Irena, si ulami, greva na kavo. And we would sit together and have beautiful conversations, not as a priest and a young follower, but as two equal human beings. For Father, that was nothing, a small thing. But for me, to be sitting in the greatness of a man like Father Valerian and being heard as an equal and sharing my crazy philosophies on life and marriage and the church and being heard without judgment. That's powerful. Such a small thing to Father, but life-changing to me. And my very last small thing that Father gave me was when we went to visit him in Ljubljana. A couple of years ago now, I know many of you saw him there. and walking into his room unannounced and seeing the smile and the recognition. Oh, Elena, Marco, thank you for coming to see me. After all of that distance and all of that time, we were treasured. I felt like I was the most special person in Father Valerian's life. But I wasn't. I wasn't any more special than you, or you, or you, or you, or anyone sitting here. Every single one of us was treasured by Father Valerian. Every one of us was a soul that he desperately wanted to be the best that it could be. And all he had to do was a little thing. Give us a look, give us a smile, give us a gentle word. And I ask that in the legacy that Father Valerian leaves us, that every one of us consciously, every day of our lives, does a little thing for anyone. And that will help Father Valerian live on forever in our memories. Father Valerian, and thank you everyone for coming.
Шопком našim predjem.
Naš je Bog nosi črno zemljo.
You may not know that during my many years as church organist, Father Valerian and I were somewhat of a team when it came to wedding ceremonies. He was the celebrant, of course, and I performed the wedding music. The architecture of our church has a gallery where the organ and the choir is located. And as such, the organist cannot see the bridal party entering the church. This is a problem. It's a problem because you never know when to start playing. But Father Valerian and I devised a very special signal that came in the form of a look, a smile and a nod when he came to the front of the altar. This was the sign for me to start the processional music. And thus the bridal party was accompanied by the music at just the right time. And because I played for so many weddings and was usually alone there in the gallery, I listened intently to the many, many homilies that Padre Valerian delivered at the weddings and began to see a pattern. While each homily was tailored to the bride and groom, there was a common thread. And it was this. He spoke about love, about sharing, and caring for one another. And then he also spoke about successful marriages. And he gave this analogy. He said, and I'm not quoting his exact words, but in essence, that if you stand on top of a mountain and call out, you get an echo. And he used to say that if one partner yells at the other, the only thing that they will get in return is yelling back. If, however, one or other partner speaks nicely to one another, all you receive is a friendly reply. In ending, he always reiterated saying, and don't forget the echo principle. I thought, how simple yet lovely is this little pearl of wisdom. And this memory pops up for me from time to time. In its simplicity and logic, it goes to the man that Father Valerian was. He lived simply and he walked humbly with God and he never, ever, ever said a bad word about anyone.
For this particular occasion, for someone that was so important to us, to all of us, to my generation and our children's generation, I want you guys to make sure that you open up your hearts. Then you think about all the things that Father Valerian has done for our community and make a good donation for him. So, because you're probably all like me, you walk around with wallets that are almost empty, you know, we're a cashless society, we use the card, you know, FPOS, MasterCard, etc. So, I thought we'd be very clever. On here, we put the account numbers and the bank account details on there. If you haven't got cash with you today, you take it home. When you're sitting in front of your computer and you have to think about today and have a think about how important Father Valerian was, be generous. Go to your banking, transfer a reasonable amount, something that's comfortable for you guys to afford, into this account so we can give him a good memorial. And whatever money is left over, it's not going to go anywhere else. Whatever money gets left over from whatever memorial we all decide to do for Father Valerian is going to come here to help maintain this church and this facility that Father Valerian worked so hard and so tirelessly to build. And also, don't forget to sign the memorial books today. There are a lot of people here that don't come to church regularly. And it would be great if you signed those memorial books and I'll go into the archives for the church. Last thing. Everybody's hungry. I'm hungry. It's been long, but I hope you have enjoyed it, and I hope you've enjoyed looking at the slides. We're going to put on a long slideshow now that Mary prepared from the photos that were sent in. A lot of those photos have been uploaded to a Facebook page that we created for Father Valerian. To find it, you hop on Facebook, you just type in Father Valerian Yenko, it's Valerian with a J, And you can go to the Facebook page. If you've got any photos that you haven't yet sent in, you don't need to send them to us now. Upload them directly onto the page. Photos of you getting married with Father Valerian. Photos of him christening your children, his confirmations. Put them all up there. Photos just of him at your house. Put them up there and let's make this a long-term tribute to our Father Valerian. Thank you very much. Oh, sorry. Don't get up, please. Very important. A blessing from Father Dalcor for lunch.
Thank you, and may God bless all of us and all these gifts. Blagoslovi Gospod nas in ti darove, ki bomo tvoje dobrote prijeli in daje tudi tistim, ki jih nimajo. Po Kristusu našem, Gospodu True Christ, our Lord. Amen. Bog žegnaj, God bless you. In prior to the beginning to eat, I'd like to remind you on the second Sunday in October, we have an anniversary of our church, 45th anniversary of blessing. Father Marian Chuden Provincial and Archbishop Stanislav Zore will be, Archbishop will be principal celebrant from Slovenia, Ljubljana. And please sign your diaries this day and share it to others that we truly refill the church and the hall. Thank you. The lunch will be provided on Sunday, 14th of October. And Raphael Sunday with wedding jubilants will be last Sunday in September, but without lunch because we have lunch at the anniversary in October, so lunch will be just on October 14th, second Sunday in October. Thank you, God bless.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
In to bi bilo vse za danes iz Sidneja, še naprej vam želimo prijetno poslušanje in srečno do prihodnič od Tanje.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.